Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This hour is brought to you by Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Five on Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number one.
Yesterday we asked the question, does Caleb Williams need to outplay Shedeur Sanders on Sunday? Well, later that day, FS1's Chris Broussard said this on First Things First.
What are the chances that Shedeur outplays Caleb? Back-to-back games going up against former number one picks.
Shedeur Sanders, coach, will outplay Caleb Williams.
What a take.
Now, the Bears will win, but because Shedeur is facing a much weaker defense,
yep.
Caleb obviously facing one of the best defenses in the league, and Myles Garrett is going for that sack record, all right? And so he's going to be under duress. Shedeur is going to outplay him. Caleb has not thrown for 300 yards all season. Shedeur did it in his third start.
That's FS1's Chris Broussard. Layla Marshall, what are your thoughts on those comments on FS1?
I completely understand his reasoning. I expect the Bears to be up in this game. I expect because the Bears are up and trying to run the football that the Browns will be throwing that thing all over the field. You hope it's to multiple turnovers to the Bears defense, but I could see him putting up a better statistical game, even though Caleb Williams may be in a more quote-unquote game manager role and get the win.
Yeah, I still think that Shedeur Sanders gets outplayed by Caleb Williams. I think Caleb Williams is still the better quarterback. I understand that Shedeur Sanders can get his and the progress can be there. He was named the Brown starter for the rest of the season last week, so we knew this was coming. And yeah, against the Tennessee Titans, he had 364 yards. He was 23 of 42. So if you're attempting 42 passes, which I don't know that they're going to do against the Bears run defense, which has made opponents happy. So given all of that, I still think advantage goes to Caleb Williams. I was dying laughing when I heard Danny go, "What a take."
Number two.
Which underperforming Bears player would you like to see have a get-right game against the Browns on Sunday?
He's not underperforming because he can't target himself. DJ Moore. I have not understood the lack of targets all season. He averaged 8 targets per game in 2023 and 2024. Safe to say he also had more receptions in those 2 years. He is averaging 5 now. He was only targeted 3 times in his last game, and unfortunately got blown up on a screen and got blown up on a reverse. And that is, it doesn't suit me that this is happening with DJ Moore, who is a guy who can be multiple for you. As we've talked about, they've used him out of the backfield. That's not a target. They've also been able to use him in the screen game, which I think, unfortunately, has not been present enough for the Bears. That is something that I would like to see them do more of, is just have flat presence, have screens that work. So that's a desire I have. But I don't think he's underperforming. I think it's just a function of how the players are being read in the field, and that's who determines who gets the target. So it's DJ, but he's not underperforming.
I can understand why DJ is your answer, because yes, negative 4 yards is not enough. How about positive yardage? Let's start with like that as a baseline for a receiver. Come up with positive
yardage. I'm just aware, like, you can't target yourself, because if wide receivers could, we would be in an entirely different league dominated by receivers.
Yeah, no, I get that. But the answer is clear here. The answer is Jalen Johnson. He did not look great, and I know it was his first game in a long time to be playing football, but they need that man to be closer to his normal self if they're going to do anything of consequence when it comes to the playoffs, or even, I guess, getting to the playoffs, if we're being honest. Browns offer a perfect opportunity with a guy like Shedeur Sanders. You know they're going to be throwing that thing around. Jalen Johnson with a couple of pass breakups, an interception, something like that, that would be wonderful for a team trying to make sure that it's in its best position going up against Jordan Love for a second time in 3 weeks.
Number three.
On the final day of the winter meetings Wednesday, Sun-Times Cubs writer Maddie Lee wrote that teams have inquired about second baseman Nico Horner and explored the potential ripple effects of offseason moves. Lee writes, quote, "If the Cubs were to sign an established third baseman to a multi-year deal, they've expressed interest in three-time All-Star Alex Bregman, sources confirmed to the Sun-Times, they'd have the option to revisit conversations on Horner with plans to move third baseman Matt Shaw to second base," unquote. How would you feel, Layla and Marshall, if this was indeed part of the Cubs' offseason plans?
So in this formula, Layla, you're swapping out Nico Horner to get Alex Bregman from an offensive standpoint. And frankly, that sounds like an upgrade, but when you look at what Nico Horner was to the Cubs offense last year, and the fact that his WAR was so much higher than the WAR of one Alex Bregman, I don't, unless you're doing more stuff in addition to that offensively, that's not the answer for me.
Of course teams are going to ask about Nico Horner. He's in the third year of a contract where he's got one season left, making $11.5 million a year.
Bargain.
For a guy who practically hit 300. So, yeah, I'm sure that teams are inquiring. If I were a team, I would be too. I'm not stupid. But that's the problem here, is that the Cubs don't have enough of those guys to be able to offer something up to get something in exchange that they want. And then they have these stuck situations at positions on the diamond, which we have discussed, and I still, as you guys know, don't think they have enough offense. So Nico Horner and his 6.1 B WAR, tied for fourth among all NL position players. Yeah, I'm sure they're asking. I think you could also make the argument that you could extend Nico because he lengthens your lineup, and we saw how that really affected it when other people who we expected to produce offense weren't hitting as much, Kyle Tucker, due to injury. So, yeah, I understand that that's what they want to do. And I could understand why the years of control for Matt Shaw would, I think, inspire them to not want to trade away Matt Shaw. But I don't necessarily know that trading Nico is the answer.
Number four.
This is 5 on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris. Mark Grody, he'll be with us at 1:25, bringing us the latest from Halas Hall. Question number four. What's the splashiest move you'd like to see the Cubs make to improve their pitching?
Oh, did you want me to say something? Because I have mine locked and loaded. If you
the
want me to go there.
The way you're just sitting there smirking.
I was curious as to what you were going to say. I'm genuine. I have no idea. I have like not even a guess as to what you might say here. But I have one.
You should have a guess. You should have somewhat of a guess as to what I'm going to say.
Maybe you're aligned with me on this.
I mean,
if it's splashiest, that's a superlative, right? As in the most splashy move they can make. Yo, go get Tarek Skubal. Holler at me later.
Oh my God. No, that was not what I was thinking you were going to say. I was like, oh, what are these free agents who are available?
Is that not the splashiest move they could make?
I think in that scenario, you probably end up trading Nico Horner.
If you want to make it make sense, that would make sense, would it not?
Just another, like, sell the farm for and part of the big league team for a rental again?
You got to be willing to sign Scooble. It's got to be a Garrett Crochet to the Red Sox situation. That's what it has to be.
Well, considering Garrett Crochet was his only contender for Cy Young.
So, Scooble? You mean, in?
That's
jump on board. Get in, loser.
That's wildly splashy. There's no question about that.
The question was splashiest, right?
Yeah, that was on the splashy scale that I just created. That was at a level 20 out of 10.
There's no more water in the pool. I just want to let you know.
Yeah, you basically just SeaWorld Orchid that entire conversation.
And very comfortable with freeing Willy. Very comfortable.
No. My lame self over here was just going to be like, oh, I think Framber Valdez is a good idea.
It's a good idea. It's just not as splashy as Tarek Skubal.
That was, man, splashy. Like, I was like, oh, for the Cubs to try to get Framber Valdez, arguably either the most attractive starting pitcher available or one of them. I know Spiegs loves him some Michael King. And he's a lefty. I understand he's 32, but I still think that Framber Valdez has a lot of gas left in the tank. You know, since the start of 2022, he is 57-35 with a 3.21 ERA. He averages, and here's the sexy part, 191 innings per season. It's almost 200. Nobody does that anymore.
That's a lot of out-getting, as Craig Counsell would say.
Right, and guess what they need?
Out-getting.
But is this splashy? Not compared to you, fireworks.
Look, the question was posed. I'm just in my bag like, oh, I heard Tarek Skubal's not re-signing with the Tigers.
You know what's so funny? It's like when Jerry Reinsdorf was like, oh, we're not getting Ohtani, I'll tell you that. And I was like, how can you feel that way? What is the feeling that is like? I think I'm experiencing it right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Number five.
Question number five will be centered around this soundbite from Lions quarterback Jared Goff.
In honor of NFL Christmas Game Day live on Netflix, I'm going to be wrapping some Christmas gifts for you guys here. Full disclosure, I've never successfully wrapped anything.
That's the latest Netflix promo for the Christmas Day games that the NFL will be having on Netflix. And if you look at the video, Jared Goff did an okay job. It wasn't the best. He did an okay job at wrapping stuff. So, my question is, Layla and Marshall, on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the very Christmas best, how would you rate your gift wrapping skills?
Oh, you're looking at me now.
I mean, I parentified child over here used to wrap her own presents for Christmas starting at the age of like 13. You know, at 10, I decided I was too old to trick or treat. I don't know why I'm like this. So then guess who got better at like wrapping presents? Yours truly. So then I watched those videos, you know, like on TikTok or YouTube or whatever, where they're like, we can make it easier. And then they make it look practically effortless. Then my cousin used to wrap gift baskets for the liquor store she used to work at when we were growing up. So then there became like a whole wrap off, except it wasn't the fun kind. It was gift wrap. So I would put my skills at still, despite all of that, at an 8. I'm not
on a 5-point scale?
No, there are people out here making bows out of wrapping paper. I can't do all that.
Well, we went lower on this scale. We only went 1 through 5 on this one. So 5. You're 5? Because because you can be braggadocious and say an 8 on a 5.
8 out of 10 is 80%, so that's 4 out of 5.
Okay.
I'm a 4.
Okay.
No. Sorry.
Look at you simplifying the fraction. I see you.
I just thought you were really, really good. Like, I'm an 8 on that.
Which is fine.
No, that would be totally fine.
My cousin is way better than me. There's seriously, legitimately people making bows out of the wrapping paper. I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing?
So we're talking about like the fanciness of it then too. Because I was going to give myself.
They'll be like, here's a wrapping paper sheet that's the size of this 8x11 piece of paper. Let me wrap a car in this. And somehow they'll figure it out. And I'm like, what are you? The devil?
Okay, so I just went from
wrapping a Christmas present. I know the irony is there.
It was going to be a self-assigned 4.5, but I feel like I need to lower it. The only thing that ever gives me problems is like super abstract items, if that makes sense. But as long as it's like something that should be wrappable, pair of socks, a box of any shape, size, if you give me enough wrapping paper, I can wrap it. But now you got me thinking about other things, like the basket itself, wrapping that and making bows out of wrapping paper. I can't do that. So I'm going to lower my score to a 3.5. But anything that's normal, like if you want me to wrap this cup, I could do that.
Our friends at Yingling gave me the cutest little gift basket wrap. It's like Yingling holiday goodies. And like they even put a cute bow on that. No, there's so many other wrapping skills. Can I tell you about something? I'm going to break some rules here and let you know about something diabolical I saw in Wrapping Talk. See, like they did a nice job.
What is
job
Wrapping Talk?
Wrapping Talk is TikTok for wrapping Christmas presents. Thanks to Yingling.
Is that a hashtag?
I don't know. I just kind of made it up.
Oh, okay.
Like me accusing somebody who's anti-God to get a Christmas present, aka the devil. So what I'm trying to say here is it's devil magic, you know, when you're wrapping a car in the size of a sheet of paper. So there's this diabolical wrapping job that somebody did of like things that when you put them together makes it look like you got that person a drill. But it's like a jar of something on top of a box of something else, and then the top is a bottle of something.
Oh,
so then they wrap it all together.
That's next level trickery.
Algorithm this day.
I didn't actually. That was like one of the first few videos I saw.
Feels like another version of Is It Cake?
But it's so funny because like that person thinks they're getting a drill, and then you open it up and it's like three different things.
One of the items Jared Goff in the Netflix promo had to gift wrap was a football. How would you guys attack that? I mean, I will tell you. You tell me how you would do it, and I'll tell you how he did it. I'll explain.
Well, let me ask you: is the quest here in gift wrapping a football to disguise that it is not a football, or is it
wrapping a
football?
We're talking Jared Goff level.
Oh, okay,
he's not a good gift wrapper.
I can't believe he's bad at something.
That you can fold. You just gotta have enough so you can fold the ends, and once you can fold the ends, you can do anything.
That's exactly what the approach was, like kind of like a cough drop or like a Jolly Rancher. He just took that approach.
Oh, he twisted the ends.
No,
I meant to fold the ends underneath.
He twisted the ends.
That's
it's like a Tootsie Roll.
I'm with you, Layla. No. No.
I love how like avant-garde it is. Like his brain just works differently.
It's like this wrapping paper needs to cover this item. I'll just twist the ends and put a little tie on the end.
I love it. Like I would say, you can learn a lot about people by how many Fast and the Furious movies they've watched.
I've seen them all.
See, you can learn
a lot
about people.
What did you learn? That's all I know. What did you learn?
Well, for you, it's your love for movies overrides a lot of things.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, somebody on TikTok or on the Twitch mob also saw the TikTok with the fake drill. Okay, good. I'm glad to say I wasn't the only one who saw that. It was pretty funny. Yeah, my Layla 630, Layla's wrap off has me picturing 8 Mile in a scene of a dark warehouse wrapping gifts on stage with M.
All I get is one shot. Did you spill spaghetti on yourself while you were...
What did Ed Orgeron say yesterday? Spaghetti all over the place? Is that how he put it? Talking about... I can't. I just function every time. If you would like to continue this random conversation with me, speaking of liquor stores, guess where I'm going to be later today? Garfield's Beverage Warehouse in Norwich from 5:30 to 7. I will be there. You can chat with me about football. Please don't get Mark Grody any more Bear Glove deodorant. He has all that he needs. That happened at the last event we did. Register for your chance to win a pair of passes to attend Football After Dark with Noah Sewell. It is at Moretti's in Edison Park on Tuesday, December 16th. It is all brought to you by Remy Martin, VSOP. This is my city.
You know, every time we do this, all I think about is a fat orange cat who loves lasagna and hates Mondays. That's all I think about.
And Nermal. Garfield hates Nermal.
Nermal's so adorable, though.
Nermal's the cutest. You know who also might understand our Garfield's reference and laugh at Ed Orgeron trying to quote imitate him?
Would be a former college football player who's very happy that his team is now in the college football playoff after admitting they shouldn't be in the college football playoff?
Of all the people we need to ask about this, you thought we'd go Notre Dame on you. Let's turn to the U. Jarrett Payton, next on Raheem Harrison Grody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.